Welcome to the Driver Audiobook, which will help you prepare for the theory driving test. My name is Finley, and I will guide you through today's lesson. Right-of-way rules. The same rules of priority apply to all motorized and non-motorized vehicles, including horse-drawn carriages and riders. If a driver does not have right-of-way, then he may not obstruct or endanger another driver who does have priority. He must adjust his speed early and stop before the junction starts if he must wait. Learning objective of the section. Learning the rules of priority. Once completed, you should be able to identify who has priority when looking at pictures and photos. Time needed: 30 minutes. Priority to the right. At junctions on secondary roads, a driver always has priority if he is approaching from the right. This rule can be overridden by a sign. Before turning left, you must give way to oncoming vehicles. On main roads, you have priority on main roads if you are approaching from the left. The general priority to the right is overridden by special signs or by the police. If you want to turn left, then you must give way to oncoming vehicles. Traffic calmed areas. Traffic calmed areas or home zones are specially built traffic areas that are primarily for pedestrians. There are special rules. The speed limit is 20 km per hour. Pedestrians have priority in the whole zone. Games and sports are allowed. Vehicles may not be unnecessarily obstructed, however. It is only allowed to park in the marked parking spaces. Pedestrians. Pedestrians always have priority on pedestrian crossings. Priority must also be given if pedestrians are not yet on the road, but it is clear that they want to cross it. You do not have to stop if it is not possible to do so in time before the crossing. Pedestrians not using a pedestrian crossing to cross the road do not have priority except in a home zone. If traffic is controlled with a traffic light, pedestrians on the side road have priority over turning vehicles. This does not apply if the traffic light allows turning with a green arrow and without an amber flashing light. Visually impaired people always have priority, even outside of pedestrian crossings, if they indicate that they wish to cross the road by holding up their white stick. Passing. If passing is not possible on a narrow road, then towing vehicles always have priority over other vehicles. Heavy motor vehicles have priority over light motor vehicles, buses over lorries. If two vehicles of the same type meet, the one closest to a lay-by must reverse. On roads with an incline, the one traveling downhill must reverse. If passing is made difficult by an obstruction, then the vehicle with the obstruction on its side of the road must give way to the other vehicle. If both vehicles have priority, then communication is necessary. Rail crossings. You should drive slowly coming up to unmanned rail crossings. If a train is approaching, the gates will close or a traffic light will flash. When you see this, you must stop and turn off the motor. On and before rail crossings without gates, it is not allowed to overtake, except for cyclists and pedestrians, as long as there is no risk in doing so. As long as no continuous central marking must be crossed and no sign indicates otherwise, it is allowed to overtake other vehicles on rail crossings with gates. It is forbidden to park directly in front of a rail crossing. Within towns, at least 20 meters in front of the crossing must be kept free, and outside of towns, at least 50 meters. Trams and buses. You must always give way to trams and keep the tracks free. You only have priority if a tram is joining a main road from a side road. A stationary tram may only be passed at a slow speed. Do not forget to watch out for pedestrians. When a tram has stopped, it is usual that pedestrians will want to cross the road either to board the tram or cross the road after getting off. If the tram has stopped at a traffic island, then you may pass it slowly on the right. Without a traffic island, you must stop and wait behind the tram. A 2-meter distance must always be kept behind a stationary tram. Driving between two traffic islands at a tram stop is allowed if the way is clear, if there is no keep right sign, and if no tram is approaching. Buses have the same right of way as all other vehicles and only have priority when they have stopped on the right-hand side within towns and want to set off again. Roundabouts. On roundabouts, vehicles approaching from the left have priority, regardless of whether they are already in the traffic or not. This means that you must wait if a vehicle on the left has not yet joined the roundabout. Entering and staying on a roundabout does not need to be indicated. Leaving a roundabout must always be indicated with the right-hand indicator. As already described in a previous section, we recommend indicating a change of direction to the left in order to avoid misunderstandings. It is also advisable to indicate an exit to the right before joining the roundabout. Example: imagine you are in front of a roundabout and want to turn left. You are not required to indicate before joining the roundabout, but we recommend indicating to the left and then to the right when you want to exit. This clearly communicates to other road users what you intend to do. There is a general tendency to replace traffic lights and junctions with roundabouts. In the last few years, many roundabouts have been built. Special care should therefore be taken, as not all drivers have the same experience with roundabouts. Tip: it is better to use the indicators too much than too little. Special rules of priority. If vehicles from all directions arrive at the same time at a junction, then there is no clear rule as to who has priority. The drivers must communicate with hand signals. In the following situations, you do not have priority: if you are coming out of a factory, courtyard or garage entrance, or from a country lane, bike lane, parking space, petrol/gas station, or similar. Also, if you must go over a pavement to join a road, you must give way to other road users. If necessary, you should get someone to help you turn. These rules also apply to horse riders and carriages. All road users must give way to vehicles from the fire service, ambulances and police if they have blue flashing lights and sirens on. This applies even if a traffic light tells you to do something else. In certain situations, it may be necessary to drive onto the pavement. Be careful not to injure any pedestrians. The law dictates that a distance of at least 100 meters must be kept behind such vehicles.